Well, Paul, let's start with team news, if we can. How are you looking?
Luke McCulloch's got a grade 2 tear in his medial ligament in his knee, so he'll be anywhere between 6 and 8 weeks. So I've been told, did a scan yesterday. And Jonah, on a positive note, is not quite as bad. You know, he's settled down quite a bit. He's improving day by day, but obviously with Beanie's neck, again, we've just got to be careful with it.
Huge blow, Luke McCulloch, isn't it?
It is, because he was fitting into the position well. You know, it's not ideal because we know Luke can cover a couple of positions for us as well. Big blow for him, but you know, we've got to deal with it.
How do you deal with it then?
We're hopefully going to have Keegs and Danny back beginning of next week. They've been doing all the fitness based work this week, and to be fair, they've come through it well. Danny's still had a slight niggle with his foot. He went and had an injection in that yesterday, which I've been told in sort of 48 hours he'll settle it right down and he'll be able to join back in again. And Keegs is looking good and looking strong. You know, we just need to get him back involved with the squad again.
So neither of them for the weekend, though?
No.
And Rob Jones, what are his chances for this weekend?
Well, he's improved a lot since Tuesday night. You know, there was a big worry for, first and foremost, for himself, and he felt it. And the good thing is it's cleared up fairly quickly. You know, he's still a bit stiff in his neck. You know, there's been a big improvement from Tuesday to Thursday already, so we'll see how he is tomorrow.
Because his neck's been such a big issue for him, hasn't it? It must have been extremely worrying, like you say.
It has, but you know, it was an issue, but he's been completely fine, you know, and he was coming back and he was doing really well for us. So the one thing we won't do, like we've said all along with Robbie's neck, is put him at any risk. But you know, the positive thing is he's feeling really good in himself.
It leaves you really light this weekend, though, doesn't it, numbers-wise?
Yeah, it does, you know, squad-wise. Made a lot of the kids on the bench the other night there, which was great for them. We got three of them on the pitch, you know, but we're looking, and we have been for a long time. I know people think that we're not trying to bring people in, you know, but looking forward for the weekend, it's something we're trying to do.
So does it press the fact that you need someone for this weekend? Are you trying to do something before Saturday?
Yeah, but look, we've been trying to do things for a while, because we don't come out and broadcast it from everywhere. You know, people think that we're not trying to do things or I'm not getting back. But, you know, we're trying. There's a lot of phone calls made yesterday, a lot of follow-up phone calls, conversations today. And as I said, we've got them in for the weekend, we don't know, but it's something that we're really trying to do.
Are they for defensive players then? Because that's where you seem in the light, isn't it, at the minute?
Yeah, first and foremost, but you know, whether I've got one in for the weekend or two in for the weekend or zero in for the weekend, I think it's imperative that we try and get some bodies involved in the squad.
Would you be confident then if you brought a player in late tomorrow to throw them straight in on Saturday?
Yeah, I would. I would, you know, as I said all along, I don't think... especially in defensive positions, you know, we've got young Mitchell who came on and done really well the other night there, and we don't want to bring kids as such, you know, if we can, you know, and it is an if. We want to bring in experience to players who know the division, who have played games recently as well, and had a good pre-season behind them, so that they can come and fit straight in.
So it's loan deals, is it? Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, it'll be loan deals.
Okay. In terms of so many injuries that you've got at the minute, what do you put it down to? Is it bad luck? Is it that they've had too strenuous pre-season? What would you say?
No, look, apart from Nathan, you know, all the others are their impact injuries, which is things that you can't legislate for. You know, even Nathan, when he'd done his hamstring, was overstretching from a bad tackle, so you could put that down to impact. If it was all the same... If we're getting loads and loads of muscle injuries, we would have a look at how we train, we'd look at the pitches, we'd look at diets, we'd look at everything else. But, you know, it's knees, it's ankles, it's necks, it's hips and things like that, all through impacts. And, you know, you've just got to put it down to being a little bit unlucky.
How much do you think it's affected performances and results so far this season then? How much would you put it down to the injuries?
It's left us light as such. You know, I'm not going to blame, look, go back to last Saturday, I'm not going to start making excuses for the performance, because we showed against Wigan with a small squad, and we showed the other night there for 90 minutes with a small squad that we're capable of getting performances. But it's competition for places which helps, giving me the option to change things within a game or from game to game if I need to, and taking a load off some of the players, because they've... You know, we're getting to Saturday, it's only 3 weeks ago the season started, and this is our seventh game, and we've had two extra times within that. You know, so sometimes you need to freshen it up a little bit as well. So it's just a case of getting, hopefully, experienced bodies in to help the squad at the minute. Because, you know, I think with the six injuries we've got, once we get them back, the squad's looking really strong.
How much do you look back on Tuesday night then and take positives with the performance, but then the negatives of having to have an extra 30 minutes?
Look, it's only a negative if you get beat. But I was really pleased with a lot of aspects of our game on Tuesday night. You know, and I know Mick had made a few changes to his team, but Mick's putting together, and spoke to him after the game, a championship squad, not just a championship team. And he believes that all players within his squad can contribute to being up there in the top six. So it was a tough game for us against good players, but I thought we handled ourselves really well, and for a large majority of the games we were the better team.
And does it fill the side with confidence then that they could match an Ipswich side?
Yeah, it does, but you know, there's no point in me talking about how well they've done for 70, 80, 90 minutes. We have to take that into our games coming up, and that starts on Saturday, and getting some wins on board.
Yeah, you need wins now, don't you? You need to get that W on the board.
Yeah, we do, but you know, performances go hand in hand with picking up points, and you know, our performance against Port Vale last week was nowhere near good enough. A lot better on Tuesday night, and I expect a similar performance from the boys on Saturday.
How much mentally does it affect players? And you'll have had it yourself, no doubt, as a player, when you're putting out performances and ones that seemingly at times you've been happy with, but not getting the full 3-point haul.
Look, whenever we're in around the boys, and we've got a lot of good senior lads here as well, and we're all positive, they know it was chalk and cheese performance-wise between Saturday and Tuesday. They were a lot more comfortable with the performance on Tuesday night, and you know, that they're looking ahead. We looked after them today, as in regards to recovery for the game Saturday, and the mood's really good looking forward. You know, and there's a determination about them to get that first winning board.
And for you as well, is there any temptation to, because you're still looking for that first win, to kind of go a little bit more attacking, to throw a little bit more abandon to it, I suppose?
I thought our attacking play the other night there was really good, you know, and especially in the spells in the first half, but the spell from half time up until they scored, you know, we're on the front foot. We created a lot of chances within that, and you know, we want to attack, we want to play well, we want to get a fine line between getting the ball forward early and the fine line between keeping the ball as we want to do. And that was a pleasing aspect the other night there, because I thought they mixed it up really well.
How much would it change things, getting a victory this week, and what would it do you think, in terms of morale and the impact around the club?
The morale's good within the squad. You know, if you take it over 90 minutes, we've had one defeat, and the boys know we're not too far away. It's important to realise that we're only 4 league games in at the minute as well. So it's early doors, but we know that we need to start getting victories. But more important for me, that the players know that they're capable of doing that as well.
Has it surprised you that it's 4 games in now, like you say, in the league without a win? Has it shocked you, the start, that you haven't been able to pick up those 3 points?
No, because you know, we knew Bury was going to be tough, because they're a good team, and they've been on to prove that. Wigan away was never going to be easy. Southend at home, another team that's just newly promoted, in Port Vale away. So it was a difficult start we had, but yeah, look, did I expect more points on board? Yes, I did. Did some of the performances merit more points? Yeah, I think they do. But what we've got to do now is make sure that we get consistent performances from game to game, and that starts on Saturday.
What about Fleetwood then? They've had a fairly good start to the season, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. I watched them at Oldham a couple of weeks ago with a loss 1-0. And you know, they played well, and probably unlucky not to lose the game. Unlucky to lose the game, sorry. And you know, they went on and scored 8 goals in 2 games since that. So they'll be full of confidence. You know, they're playing 3 at the back at the minute, which is a system that's working for them and working well. You know, but we've looked at it, and we feel that the way we're going to go about it, we'll counteract that well.
Graham Alexander, do you know him?
Yeah, I room with Graham, the Scotland team. So, you know, he's a top bloke, done a great job there. And I'll be looking forward to having a wee drink with him Saturday after the game.
Interesting one again, because you always come across people, don't you? You seemingly every week kind of know the manager from one place or another during your career.
Yeah, I did. I know, I had a lot of clubs. But now he's a good guy, very, very clever manager as well. So it'll be good to see him.